Hey friends, this is George Norrie. Don't miss this year's UFO Paranormal Summit in Sacramento, California on June 16th and 17th at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel. Come see Stanton Friedman, Project Camelot's Kerry Cassidy, Area 51 legend Norio Hayakawa, Scotty Roberts and Anthony F. Sanchez, critically acclaimed author of the book UFO Highway, and many more of your favorite paranormal and UFO researchers. The UFO Paranormal Summit is bringing together the best minds in paranormal investigative, crypto hunting, and UFO alien hunting fields. For the strange, mysterious, and frightening, nothing will be left unanswered. Happening June 16th and 17th in Sacramento. Go to sacufocon.com, that's sacufocon.com, for more information. Or type UFO Paranormal Summit in your very favorite search engine or Facebook, and you can find it that way. sacufocon.com.
Hey everybody, this is Anthony Sanchez. I'm back with my guest, Ed Grimsley, Lyle Blackburn, David Weatherly, Scotty Roberts, Micah Hanks, and Jay Widener. We're going to now conduct a panel, which according to my good buddy Jared Pippin, this is a first for Inception Radio Network. It has not been done. These are gentlemen who are going to be keynote speakers at the SAC UFO Con event. This is the UFO Paranormal Summit. If you were to go onto Google and just type in UFO Paranormal Summit, it's going to take you to sacufocon.com. And this is an event that we're having in Sacramento. It is going to be held at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel. There's the images on the website, you know, and again, there's a speakers page which will give you a short bio and links, external links to all of the speakers that are participating in the conference. This is going to be an amazing conference. It's a one-of-a-kind event. I don't think there's ever been a conference like this one. This is the reason why we're calling it a summit, because it is a meeting of the minds. So we're going to have individuals from the paranormal, from the crypto field, and from the UFO alien field, not to mention we're having Michelle Menny, who I neglected to mention at the beginning of the show. Michelle Menny is going to be appearing. She's a good friend of mine. I met her through Janet Saylor at the ASPE conference. She was there in 2010, and then I met her again over in 2011 when all this Dulcie stuff happened this past year. She is the founder of Holistic Mountain. She's a holistic practitioner, and she's just a wonderful person. She's from the Chippewa Turtle Mountain clan, and her abilities as an intuitive, as a psychic, and as a storyteller are just going to be a native, for many of the native stories that she regales and tells us of. It's going to be a treat to have her at the conference this year. So again, Michelle Menny is going to be there. And a correction that I like to make is that when I introduced Micah Hanks earlier, I neglected to mention that he's actually a partner in Intrepid Magazine with Scotty Roberts, and the two of them do an outstanding job, and they have some of the most prolific contributors out there in all of the fields that I just mentioned. And I think that if you were to pick up a copy of Intrepid Magazine, which is an online magazine, you would see that I'm correct. Again, so why don't we go ahead and begin the panel? What I'd like to do is remind each of our guests that you have the ability to jump in at any time. I'm going to moderate, so if I feel that somebody is on point, I'm going to let them have a little bit extra time, and then I'm going to allow everyone else to chime in. So I'm going to pose a question for each of the individuals and start it off. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Ed Grimsley first. Ed, and by the way, after I ask Ed the question, Scotty, Micah, Lyle, and David, and Jay, you guys are welcome to jump in and add to it. So, Ed, I want to start off by asking you a question. We know that you do a lot of work. You do a lot of work with your sky watches using these second, third, and fourth generation, you know, night vision goggles. You know, these are like $4,000 binoculars. I remember holding them that evening and using them. It was just amazing what we were seeing. There's a lot of speculation that a lot of the ships that we're seeing are Anunnaki or gray ships. But I wanted to ask you about Planet X, also known as Nibiru. Many people are speculating that it is coming our way, possibly even entering into our atmosphere. Some people speculated that it'll hit Earth. Some people speculate that it's actually a big spaceship. What is your opinion on Planet X or Nibiru, Ed Grimsley?
Well, I think it is a good possibility that some of this life form that we see zooming around in some of the ships up there now may be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also that our government may have technology and some of the craft that's been back engineered and done to maybe fight off Nibiru. And maybe there's going to be a lot of battling going on, and maybe not. Maybe they're going to join forces, but I think the human race, no matter what they do, is in trouble. Because I don't think any of them are coming here to give us a dessert and a pie and super knowledge. I think they're coming here to take. And if you've ever had the government or anyone else say, hey, let me be your friend, do you not watch your back end? And you have to watch in all directions these things that are going on, because some of it I think is very true. Some of it I think is very stretched out. And it may even be that there's some fear factors being used to scare the hell out of us.
Sure.
And some truth. And so we have to use our heads to find out what is the truth, what is the fear, and what do we need to prepare for. And it's so scary that when things happen that your own president and your own Congress and your own Senate, I think seven of them voted against it, but the rest of them went for, we can't own a garden, we can't grow our own food, and that we can't have over a week's supply. And so when they do that, it means those people that are supposed to be working for us are actually working against us. And I don't know how many of them are high breeds or low breeds or no breeds, but I don't trust any of them.
Got it.
Maybe wrong.
Excellent response. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Let me do this. Jay, are you with us?
Yes.
Let me throw this at you, Jay. When you hear someone like Ed who has this, this vast amount of experience with this technology whereby he looks up into the sky and he has proven to literally thousands of people that something otherworldly is occurring above us in our own skies. And then you have conspiracy theorists out there who are delving into ancient religious texts. They're delving into the work of Zacharias Sitchin, and they're espousing this idea of Planet X or Nibiru. Do you believe that there is a connection to what we know about the Archons, whom I call the progenitors, and who many people believe are descendants of the Anunnaki? I mean, again, I'm working on a parallel study trying to show the connection, for instance, the fact that the descendants of the Anunnaki, also known as reptilians by some people, are Archons by some. That they all have one thing in common is that they despise humanity, and that they have set it up such that we worship them, giving them what they need to feed off of, war and poverty, and famine. So when you hear about a theory like Nibiru, Planet X, does that resonate at all for you, or do you think that's a bunch of bullshit?
Well, I don't know. I think it could be true. I haven't really looked into it. I have read Sitchin's stuff. And one of my really good friends is a firm believer in it, so that's caused me to maybe step back a little bit and maybe think that it might be true. But, I did meet Ed and I have met, and his night vision goggles were so impressive to me that I went out and I bought a pair from Ed. And it's one of my favorite hobbies is going out at night around twilight and looking at all of the strange objects that are flying around in the sky. And I'm sure some of it is ours, the military.
Absolutely.
But some of it is so wild and crazy and moving at such zigzag patterns and things that there's no way. And do I think it's the bad guys? Well, I'll tell you this, and Ed can confirm this. Somebody's up there and they're fighting with each other. That's all I can tell you. There's like they're shooting at each other. They're jockeying against each other. And I'll be danged if I can tell you any more than that. It's just you show it to people, and when they see it, then they're amazed too. So there's a lot more going on above our heads than we know. And we should say, and maybe Ed's already said it, that these things that we're seeing, you cannot see them with the naked eye. You can only see them through the night vision goggles.
Wow, that's amazing. So let me ask you this: Do you think that if there is something coming our way that it could possibly be artificial, like a planetoid that's like artificially constructed that's going to affect us, that could be inhabited by these archons? I mean, we know through the Nag Hammadi that these archons, they lurk among the planets within our own solar system, and there's evidence showing that there's something on Mars, something on the moon, that's very eerily reminiscent of what we have here on Earth, i.e. these monoliths and these pyramids. So is it too far-fetched to believe that this Planet X theory can be true? I mean, I personally think there is some validity to it. But, you carry a lot more weight than I do, and I would love to have your opinion.
Well, I don't know.
And it's okay. And if you don't know, it's okay. It's okay if you don't know. All right. So with that, let us jump over to another question.
Can I say one thing before we jump?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, there is definitely members of our government, military complex, Nazi influenced.
Like Operation Paperclip, you're referring to Paperclip?
Could be. We know that there is battling going on up there. But I don't know to what extent we are taking place in it. It might be few sources, are they battling over us in our control, or are they battling against principles, good, evil, whatever? And are they summoning our help on one side or the other, and are we how involved? And the fact that our elite government is lying to us to cover up the fact that that is taking place and going on tells me that they have been taken over by one of those forces.
Possibly alluding to the New World Order and the fact that they have set things up for us, and we're just simply bearing witness to events that are now in place, like these execution phases of certain things. And that leads me into my next question, which is for Scotty Roberts. Scotty, you're familiar with HAARP, which is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program out of Gakona, Alaska. Everybody's familiar with HAARP.
I'm familiar with it, but I couldn't tell you a damn thing about it in
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me get to my question. Okay, so one of the things that a lot of us theorists who know about, I have an engineering background. I know about HAARP. I understand the technical aspect of HAARP. But there's this potential for this dangerous religious aspect to HAARP, and I think that's where you can help us. A lot of people believe that HAARP is being used to create earthquakes, to manipulate the weather, and for purposes of mind control. Norio Hayakawa tells us about Project Bluebeam, which is this whole project that was conceived within the darkest depths of our government at NASA, no less, to control certain populaces by manipulating, one, their mind, utilizing frequencies, but also through the visual aspect, which is where I come to you. One of the things that I found through my own research on HARP is that they literally can heat up the ionosphere such that they can create a temporary movie screen. It's literally a plasma field, a plasma screen, which they can project 3D graphic, a 3D holographic imagery upon. Think about this, Scotty.
Okay.
Many people are saying that in the Middle East, they will project images that are right out of the Torah or the Bible or the Quran. Some people are saying that here in the Western world, they are going to project images that allude to this false flag event of this UFO invasion. And when you look at the conditioning of the populaces around the globe, on the Western world, we've been conditioned since the 1950s to accept the fact that UFOs and aliens are real and that this could be something that, you know, is going to happen one day, you know, with movies like Battlefield Los Angeles, Independence Day. But over in the Middle East, where you have cultures much like the Muslim culture, which, you know, they adhere to a lot of these religions that are like, you know, a lot of these traditions which are 800 years old and they do not veer away from them. Do you think that it's possible that we would utilize, not we, I mean the government or the military-industrial complex would utilize that type of technology to fool these people into believing that something of a religious nature, you know, something profound is happening to stir up emotions, to cause, you know, chaos, you know, anarchy?
Let me just throw in there, the first thing that I think, and I don't mean to be as flippant as this sounds, somebody's going to be standing there watching that and going, man, that is so photoshopped.
Yeah.
You know, I think that all these grand conspiracies that are out there, I can't be the one to say some of those things don't exist. When you talk about Nibiru and you talk about all of this stuff, I think Sitchin, I would say, he might have been onto something there. But do I believe he had a corner on what it really is? I don't know, and I don't think so. I think there was a little too much tampering or squeezing of the ancient language to make it work and to make it factual. And I think that's what you've got with all this stuff with HARP and anything else like this.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, you know, theoretically, it has the capability of doing this.
Yeah.
But there are lots of theoreticals out there. Theoretically, I could beam my two chihuahuas from here to Pluto, mm-hmm. but I just don't have the technology to pull it off. Is it going to work? Probably not. I think, however, you're onto something too when you say masses are there to be duped. And, I think if somebody wants to project a big picture on the sky over in the Middle East and go, oh, look, it's the seventh trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good luck. I don't think it's going to work. That's my personal opinion. I'm only speaking from
So what you're saying is that if Zachariah, and a lot of people are in agreement with you, they do believe that Zachariah Sitchin's interpretations of the cuneiform and the cylinder seals, all these translations, his own interpretations, and they veer away from what some experts in academia have said it actually is. And as such, you know, he developed essentially his own gospel, so to speak, on what
he feels
is going to happen. So don't you think, though, that with that occurrence, you know, with what he did, with the result of his work having occurred, and so many people buying into it, don't you think that the government or this military-industrial complex could tap into that as part of some grander picture to utilize as part of a Project Blue Beam? Hey,
well,
we got 9 million people on the West Coast to believe in Zachariah Sitchin, and they're all concentrated in Northern California. What do you think?
Well, Constantine did it in the 300s, didn't he? He latched on to a religious movement to consolidate his empire.
Are you referring to his witnessing of the cross in the sky during a battle?
That amongst many things. But, of course, Constantine, known as the first Christian emperor of Rome, was anything but the first Christian emperor of Rome. He went promptly home after one of the councils murdered his wife and son And he also was as pagan as the rest of them, not well, using pagan in a negative sense of the word. And he was the poster child for taking death or last rites and baptism on his deathbed so mm-hmm. he could live the life of debauch he wanted to. All of that aside, I don't think Constantine was Christian at all. I think he used the movement to accomplish something. Now, you asked, would a government do that? Sure, a government would do that. I don't think we're beyond that at all today. Sure. Look at your extremist Muslims today. They will use anything they can to garner their followers. Mm-hmm. And they will twist scriptures. They will twist their own people to accomplish their political ends. No. I don't think that's anything new in history. Now, as far as Sitchin goes, I don't want to totally dismantle the guy. I don't have the ability to even dismantle everything he said.
Sure.
However, I think that he is somebody who sincerely went out mm-hmm. building a theory on something he believed. But that's isn't that kind of like what a lot of crackpots do, too? The
sure.
world's ending in 19 months. The rapture's coming. And I'm going to go out there and preach that. And that guy probably sincerely believed the rapture was coming when he said that.
Like Harold Camping recently did that, and he essentially spent $65 million of his followers' donation money on telling these people that the world was going to end last year in May, and
you
then
know,
in October it didn't happen. And they killed themselves. Some of them killed themselves.
I would have said, hey, dude, bravo with your eschatology there. I will help you. I'm going to be one of the remaining few during the Great Tribulation, but I need mm-hmm. some money to spend. Can I have that $65 million, please? But, you know, all of this stuff falls into those realms of watch. Somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago. Here's what I'm trying to say. They asked me about the religions that come out of some of this thinking. And I'm saying once you put religion and dogmatic theology or thinking to something, you immediately closed off the option for something else. When you create dogmatic religion, you've closed the door to any kind of open-mindedness. So when it becomes a religion, when things like Sitchin's teachings become tantamount to religion, you're creating something where people don't want to see something any differently because this is what they believe now. And so I think there's the danger there. And there's so much in what you ask, there's no way to hit it all, but there you go.
Yeah.
There's-